day of what happened before the turn of the year. But before we got into Advent, we were thinking about and working our way through Mark's Gospel. So turn to the person next to you in just in a couple of minutes. Share what you remember from Mark's account so far. Okay? Being generous, okay, what else? Come on. John the Baptist, well done. Hugo?
Hope.
Hope, okay, what else? Jamie?
Stockings.
Oh, you're thinking about Christmas. Okay. Anything else? So we had, okay, sorry, wait a minute. Olivia, what do you remember from Mark's story?
The seeds growing.
The seeds growing. Well done. That was the last bit we looked at where there was different kind of soil and seeds being planted. Jacob?
The lamp on the stand.
The lamp on the stand. Well done. Lots of stuff, even in the first three chapters of Mark's Gospel. And Ben's going to come and tell us what happens in the second part of Mark 4.
Mark 4, 26 to 30. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, and he does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables he spoke to them, and they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples.
So what's Jesus actually teaching us with these parables? Well, here's where I'd like to start. And it's with watercress. Now, I don't know what you do in primary school now, but when I was in primary one, my teacher gave me a little kind of like tray and some kitchen towel, and she said, put some seeds on the kitchen towel, and we did, and then she said, pour a little bit of water on the kitchen towel, and I didn't, I flooded it. So with those water on the kitchen towel, and over the next week or so in the classroom, the seeds started to turn into nice, tasty, healthy watercress. And all the kids in the class are going, wow, it's growing. This is amazing. And I think what Jesus wants to tell us in these two parables, first of all, is this. Seeds grow, because that's the way that God intended them to. But bigger than that, the kingdom of God grows because that's what God intends to happen. That seed is scattered, the word of God is scattered throughout the world in our hearts and the hearts of people we know. And it's God's intention, it is God's plan that the kingdom grows. In fact, actually, we're told this, aren't we? Mick, the next bit of the slide. There we go. We are given the word of God. To us, the secret of the word of God is given. And then, we remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the parable of the sower. And the question we have to ask ourselves is this. If the word of God is scattered, what kind of soil are we? Because when you scatter seed, and it naturally grows. If you present seed with the right conditions, it grows. And Peter, when he wrote to his friends, if just for a little bit of notice here, Peter is the guy we think Mark listened to when he wrote his gospel. Peter says this: to God's elect strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. If you remember, a few weeks ago, we talked about the parable of the sower, and we said those people who say that Jesus is Lord of their life and obey him, that's the best condition for the word of God to grow in and around them. So it makes me put up the next part of the slide, and it says this. It's all gone a bit wrong there. Never mind. Sorry, Mick. Okay, there we go. The Father has everything in his hands. It's not up to us what happens in the big picture. But he asks us to be attentive to what the Spirit is doing around us and in us and through us. And he asks us to be obedient to that and to follow through. So going, kind of go on. Because the next parable Jesus said is this picture of the seed, the mustard seed. And the thing about a mustard tree is it doesn't grow up nice and neat. It tends to sprawl all over the place, a bit like East Kilbride. It just sprawls everywhere, kind of untidy and messy, but it takes up an awful lot of space. And one of the things we talk about in St. Silas is that we want to be a church that has this kingdom footprint. We take up space. And into that footprint, good things are happening because people are listening to God, obeying God, and living out what God says. In fact, actually, Jesus' picture of the mustard seed growing and expanding and taking up space, what he's trying to tell us is this: the kingdom of God is not just about an absence of badness, but it's about the presence of God's goodness. It's not just about the absence of something, it's about the presence of something better. The presence of something more like God. And that happens when people like you and me are obedient and listen to what God's saying. So it might not just be about, and here's some of the Ten Commandments, it might just not be about not murdering, which I think is quite an easy commandment for most of us to keep, isn't it? Don't murder. But instead, actually, Jesus says, I've not come to replace the law, but to fulfill the law. So instead of just not murdering, maybe in situations we find ourselves in, we bring the life of God into that situation in whichever way it's appropriate. We fill the space with something good. So maybe it's not that we're unfaithful, but we practice fidelity and loyalty and faithfulness to each other instead. Maybe it's not just that we just don't steal, but we are generous with what we have. Maybe it's not just that we're not duplicitous, but actually we're seen to live with integrity. And thank goodness that Spellcheck picked up my spelling of duplicitous and corrected it. And maybe it's not just that we don't yearn for stuff that other people have, but we learn to be content and learn to use what God has given into our hand. And if we do those things, if I do those things, if you do them with me, if people who have the word of God in their heart scattered, wherever they are around the world, do that together, then the kingdom of God will expand and sprawl and take up space and have this vast area of goodness where God's presence in this world is. And that's the picture of the mustard seed. Something that starts small but grows and sprawls and expands and takes up space where the people of God can do good on his behalf. We're going to sing, and then after we sing, we're going to split up into our zones to explore this idea a bit more.